going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes, sir. Here we go. It's hour number two on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, for the eighth consecutive year. NFL All-Pro and two-time Super Bowl champ Von Miller is living out his motto to be bigger than football with the Von Miller Day Community Festival, which is Saturday from 12 to 5 at Zeiger Park in DeSoto. Here he is, the hometown star out of DeSoto High School in A&M. Seven-time All-Pro, Von Miller, with you here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Howdy, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty good.
It is great to have you. You all set for this festival then?
Yes, sir. It's a whole lot of fun. A lot of free food. A lot of kids out there having fun. It's a beautiful time.
So, what motivated you to get this going all those years ago?
When I won my first Super Bowl in 2016, the city of DeSoto, they gave me a day. It was Von Miller Day, and I wanted it to be about the community. So the second year we made it into a picnic type deal. We invited all the kids out. Had a lot of, food venues out there. Had kickball, and it was a blast. So it started out for being a day for me, and I just made it for the community.
I bet every year you hear at least dozens, maybe hundreds of times, "Can you come play for the Cowboys?" Don't you, Von?
Yeah, I hear that all the time. I'm from Dallas. Grew up a Cowboys fan. Always played close attention to the Cowboys, but sometimes in business, it just doesn't end up like that.
Well, one current Cowboy that's a pure badass, Micah Parsons. What do you think of him? I mean, I know that you got to play with DeMarcus Ware, who's one of our favorites. But I think one question we get asked is, if the Cowboys were to sign Von, do you see a potential relationship like you had with DeMarcus Ware, with you and Micah?
Yeah, I had all those scenarios go through my head. I had all those dreams, go through my head. To pay it back how, DeMarcus did with me with the Denver Broncos, and then go win a Super Bowl. And, I had all those dreams going back to the Cowboys, winning Super Bowl with the Cowboys and mentoring Micah and all that stuff. But, sometimes it just doesn't end up like that. I got a close relationship with Micah. He's a hell of a player. And, he can do it on his own for sure.
Hey, Von, I think you got worked, by the way, in that Dancing with Stars thing that you did. I think you were by far, had – yeah, much better athlete, much better moves than everybody else that was in that thing. Was that one of the hardest things that you've ever had to do, though, work-wise, the effort that you put into it?
Yeah, it was. Dancing with the Stars is tough. You practice 12 hours a day at something that you're not a pro at. You got ballroom dancers that they're able to just come in there and just whip it out and step ball change and pot de bourrée and do all those things. And all of those terms, they were new to me. They were foreign to me. So practicing 8 to 12 hours a day dancing, it was an incredible workout as well, too. So, practicing 8 to 12 hours a day, it was tough. But I wouldn't change that opportunity for the world. And it was definitely, one of the highlights of my life.
I imagine that's leveled up your, your wedding prowess. You're at a wedding. You're tearing up dance floors now, right?
Yeah, I love weddings and birthdays. I'm a pro in there. I can get on at the reception, you know, the reception after, you know, I'm able to go out there and and dance, you know, for sure.
It's Von Miller here with you on The Fan. So what's it like winning with the Broncos and then winning with the Rams, you know, as far as being with the team that drafted you compared to joining a team that was ready, but they needed what you did?
Yeah, you know, I mean, winning Super Bowl is like, you know, they're both my, you know, my kids. You know, you love them differently, but you love them the same. And that's how I was in Denver and with the Rams. You know, with the Rams, I was able to go there, play with Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, you know, Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp, you know, Andrew Whitworth, all of these guys, Coach McVay, you know, all of these guys. And they were hungry for a Super Bowl. I was able to go there and help them win. And in Denver, you know, the Super Bowl MVP, got to play with Peyton Manning, DeMarcus Ware, you know, Chris Harris, all of these guys. So they're both special in their own ways, but I love them the same.
Which post-championship celebrating, partying after the fact, do you remember more? Which one was like the parade and whatnot?
The first one. Yeah, I think the first one. You know, in Denver, we had a million plus people out there. You know, in L.A., if you win a Super Bowl, it's like, you know, the L.A. Rams won a Super Bowl. But in Denver, it was, you know, it was a holiday for the city for sure. And you know, to do it with Peyton Manning in his last year and DeMarcus Ware and Coach Kubiak and all these familiar faces, and to do it for Broncos country, it definitely was special. That offseason was crazy. You know, I was going through contract negotiations as well. I did Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. You know, it was a whole lot of fun.
Did Peyton Manning thank you and the defense personally for putting him on y'all's back and going and getting it done for him?
Nah, you know it's a team effort. You know, we couldn't have done it without Peyton, and you know, he couldn't have done it without us.
Certainly,
that's how you want it.
Certainly wasn't going to happen with Osweiler. So,
you know, I think if you change any of those parts, whether it's, you know, DeMarcus or Malik Jackson or Derek Wolfe on the inside of Chris, if you those parts are not interchangeable. If you take out one of those guys, we wouldn't be able to win the Super Bowl.
Von Miller with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So we got the draft coming up. I was just looking at this 2011 draft you were a part of. Holy crap, dude. Like the top 15, the entire first round is full of studs, including Tyron Smith, who we love and just retired. Were you close with Tyron at all? Did you get to interact being in the same draft class? I mean, J.J. Watt's in there. You might have had one of the most historic draft classes of all time.
Yeah, you know, over time, you play 10-plus years, you're able to build special bonds with all of those guys. You know, Tyron Smith, you know, I was able to build a special bond with him as well. But that draft class is, you know, in my opinion, the greatest ever. You know, you got Richard Sherman in that draft class, too. Chris Harris, you know, he didn't even get drafted, but he was part of that same year. Got a lot of superstars in that draft class. You know, you got Patrick Peterson, Julio Jones, Marcel Darius, Cam Newton. Yeah, it was a great draft for sure.
Hey, Vaughn, do you feel like that you missed out on NIL money when you went to Texas A&M?
No, you can't miss something that you never had. I wish it would have been different, but it's sure. I mean, I'd be wasting time, you know, thinking about stuff how it could have been. Sure. You know, I think that's how it should be. You know, yeah. I think it's right for college athletes. You know, they have families and, you know, they got lifestyles and all that stuff too, and it's a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter about the price of the money, how much money it is. It's the right thing to do for these kids.
So you're a DFW guy. Were you in pain with the rest of us after the Luka trade?
Yeah, it definitely stung a little bit. But you know, I want to be a GM when I'm done playing football, and I like to see it from both ways. And you know, Nico, it wasn't like Nico made that decision on his own. You know, he talked to the ownership and, you know, they gave him his blessing. So it's not all on Nico. You know, I see it from all different angles, you know, trying to get ready for other, you know, years down the road. But they could have done that with Luka too, you know, but it's a tough decision that you have to make. You know, I got traded from the Denver Broncos. You got to look at it from both, you know, perspectives. And, you know, it's a tough decision to make, no doubts about it. But, you know, they made it and, you know, you got to keep going forward.
So talk to us about team building as I assume you'd want to be an NFL GM.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I think it all starts around a quarterback, you know, but quarterbacks are hard to find. I think you can do it's easier to find, you know, great offensive linemen, great defensive linemen. I think you want to build inside out. And then when you get your quarterback.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, all balls to the wall. You know, you press that and you try to stay in that Super Bowl window as long as possible. All the while, you know, creating a competitive product that can go out there and win games. Whether you have a quarterback or not, you know, you got fans regardless if you have a quarterback or not. So you want to be competitive and go out there and win games with or without a quarterback. And I think you do that from, you know, the inside out. You can't really miss on those guys. Even if they're not that good, you still got big bodies on the team. And you got to have a great scouting department. The Rams had an incredible scouting department. Mm-hmm. They're able to do it each and every year without first-round picks. And they really struck on their first-round picks with Verse as well. So They make really, really solid picks. And even if they don't have the picks, they're able to get the guys that they want, you know, with the Rams. So I'm not saying that I have this special talent to be a GM. I was just comparing, you know, all the other teams that I've been on, two Super Bowl teams, played with a lot of great players, been around a lot of great GMs, and just try to, you know, make my own product using their knowledge.
Yeah, Vaughn, I was going to ask you then, would you be more like a Les Snead, or would you be more like John Elway? And when you start to, yeah, when you think about this.
I think it's a combination of all of those guys. I think, you know, John Elway did an incredible job. Les Snead did an incredible job. You know, GM at the San Francisco, he's done an incredible job as well. Yeah. You know, all these guys, they're able to keep going whether they have a quarterback or not. I think Les Snead has done an incredible job. Brandon Bean, I love Brandon Bean.
Yeah,
as
Brandon
well,
Bean too. Is good. So, yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah.
So I just try to do my best impression of all four of those guys combined.
So are you a big draft guy? Are you paying attention to all these prospects for tomorrow night?
I think it's kind of hard, you know, not to. You know, if you turn the TV and you're talking about Shadur and Travis Hunter and Cam Ward and Abdul Carter and, you know, all of these guys. Just, in 2025, it's kind of hard not to pay attention to the NFL draft. You know, it's just it gets bigger and bigger. NFL does a really good job of really putting football in your face year round. You know, if it's not the draft, it's, you know, OTAs, and then it's training camp, and then it's preseason, and the season, and playoffs. And then the Super Bowl, and then the Combine, and then the draft again. So they've done a great job of making football year-round, and it's kind of hard not to pay attention to these guys in the draft.
Was there another Von Miller that you can tell us about out there that maybe you've seen at Edge or something like that? I know that's probably the stupid question of the day for you because of how great of a player you are, but these Edges, are they a lot different than how you've played in your past there, Vaughn?
I mean, they just get bigger and faster and quicker every single year.
Sure.
You know, Abdul Carter is incredible. They got some other guys that can rush the passer in there.
Yeah.
you know, they said that you would never find another Michael Parsons again, and they got the same guy from the same school mm-hmm. with the same number coming out. So,
yeah.
You know, that's just how it goes. You know, as you get older, you understand that, you know, life just keeps going. You know, there is no one all be all. There's talent all over the world, and the combine and the draft, they do a great job of bringing these guys out. But Abdul Carter is incredible. I think he'll have an excellent career for sure.
Vaughn, if you're GM of the Cowboys, you know, what do they need to do to get to that level that your teams have been throughout your career?
I think first and foremost, we just got to pay Micah Parsons. You know, got to pay Micah Parsons. You know, to get done. You know, Jerry does a great job. You know, he doesn't let any of those guys go, whether it's Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, or Micah Parsons. You know, he's not going to let any of these guys go. And none of these big time guys, he's not going to let them go. He might. You know, it might be tough. He might make it tough on him, but he's going to pay all of these guys. And he did a really good job with Dak, you know, a couple of years ago. Dak broke his leg, and he still paid him. So they do a great job at the Cowboys. They make you earn your money there, but they always pay these guys. And I think, you know, it all evolves around the quarterback. And I think, you know, as Dak Prescott continues to progress and As his talent keeps rising and rising and rising, that team will rise and rise and rise. They got a great defense. You know, it's built around Micah Parsons. They got Trayvon Diggs over there, too. They got cornerbacks, and they got Bland, and they got all type of guys on defense. Offensive line is stout. I think Tyler Smith is the next guy that they got to pay as well. He's a versatile guard, tackle. He can play any of those positions up front. And I think it just evolves around the quarterback. You know, you got CeeDee Lamb. You got one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and you got Dak Prescott. Probably supplement that with some better tight end play and another top wide receiver, and there you have it. But as Dak Prescott continues to play well, that Dallas Cowboys team will continue to play well.
Vaughn Miller scouting him out, man. Look at you.
Nice work.
Possible GM in the future. Yeah, we got the Vaughn Miller right Day Community Festival coming up in DeSoto. What else is going on? I always loved hearing about you. You had the farm with the chickens. What other out of football activities are you getting into these days?
Yeah, I got a chicken farm. It's called Green and Pastures Chicken. You can get it in all essential markets here in Dallas. We got a humanely raised product. I think that certification is the one I'm most proud of, because you want to know where your food comes from. You want to know how your product is produced. And we have a humanely raised product, non-GMO, certified organic, and it's grown right here in Texas. So Greener Pastures Chicken, you can get that in all essential markets here in the Metroplex. I got a foundation called Vaughn's Vision. We've been doing that for 14 years now. This will be my 15th year in the league. And it's really special to my heart, because I struggled with glasses and contacts my whole entire life, and Vaughn's Vision, we're able to give back contacts, eye exams, glasses to kids in need. And not just kids in need of financial support, but just kids in need of confidence. Because wearing glasses, it hasn't always been cool, especially for kids. So, you know, putting fashionable eyewear on these kids' faces to make them proud of it is something I'm passionate about.
What's the predator you're most concerned about with your chickens?
I mean, you got a lot. I think, you know, I got a little boutique chicken coop at my house. And it's really the owls, man, and birds. We got a net over the top, and they just fly straight through that and get the chickens. You know, snakes and stuff like that. You know, snakes, they get the eggs. You know, chickens, they produce about an egg every day. So you don't suffer as much from the snakes, but these owls, they can wipe out five or six in one night.
Wow, dude, bird on bird crime. Wow. Hate to hear that.
It's crazy.
That is Vaughn. So this event is free. It is this weekend at Zeiger Park, and you're going to have those eye exams there at the event as well?
Yes, sir. We have a Vaughn's Vision event right over at the high school starting at 10 o'clock. So you come over, get your eyes checked out, get fitted for a new pair of glasses, and then we have the Vaughn Miller Day event over at Zeiger Park. So just a whole day of fun, you know, hanging with the kids, really, really great food, great music. I think that's an excellent combo.
Who was your favorite athlete growing up that was wearing the eye protection?
I think, you know, DeMarcus, he didn't start wearing glasses until like later, but DeMarcus Ware has always been you know, my idol, you know, and everything that he did from, you know, when he taped his hands, I wanted to tape my hands like that. He even started putting tape around his shoes and stuff. When I started doing that, you know, I started wearing the towel that he had, you know, I started doing all this stuff because DeMarcus did it. And then he came to the Denver Broncos and it was like, man, like I got my superhero right across the locker from me. And, you know, when he got there, most of the time we didn't even talk about football. We talked about all different types of stuff from, you know, kids and financial stuff and businesses and, you know, working out, you know, family, taking care of family, dealing with family. He was really like a big brother to me. And I got to keep playing. I got to keep playing until I pass him on the sack list. I think I need about 8 more sacks to pass him. I'll play till I'm 20. I'll do whatever it takes to get that. He beats me on the golf course all the time. I can't let him beat me on the sack number.
Well, what he's telling us is he used to dress like you, is what he used to. He was telling us, I dress like Von Miller. That's my guy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, iron sharpens iron, man. You know, he definitely made me a better player and a better person, and hopefully I did the same for him.
Well, we love hearing that. Love catching up with you. Congrats on all your success, and we'll keep our fingers crossed you end up with a star on your helmet here before too long.
Hey, I appreciate you. You never know. You never know.
Never know.
Let's go. Salute to you. There he goes, Von Miller. The Von Miller Community Day coming up this weekend, and it's awesome for him. This is 9 years giving back like that with this event.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.